More of Lake Effect Now on WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Lake Effect's stock and trade is interviews. We do more than 1,000 of them every year, allowing you to hear our sources in their own words and context. The writers at Milwaukee Magazine do many interviews as well, but they generally integrate them into feature stories that include many sources.
But the latest issue of the magazine includes a novel feature, a series of one-on-one conversations between people in the community, facilitated by the magazine's writers. They include conversations about city development, the political winds, police-community relations, beer, and more. Chris Strosner is Milwaukee Magazine's executive editor, and he joins us in the studio to talk about how these conversations came together. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mitch.
What makes this such a compelling series, do you think?
I think it's a chance to kind of get this unfiltered access to experts on all these different issues. That was kind of the thing that jumped out to me as a moderator for a couple of these conversations was, I mean, they're basically interviews, but they're kind of interviewing each other. So they ended up talking about what's really on their mind rather than, you know, the interviewer kind of driving the discussion and the topics.
Do you feel like we get something different out of this format than we would have if you or your colleagues had just had one-on-one interviews with each of them then?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some of them are definitely a little bit more interview-y than others, but the best ones are the ones where the two participants are just truly having conversation with themselves. Sometimes the editing is a little difficult on that because obviously these are condensed and edited, but we try to obviously stay true to that kind of back and forth dynamic that was really the intent of it.
I know that shows through. This was not one that you facilitated, but there's a conversation between a couple of high school students that very much feels like you're just kind of eavesdropping on them.
Yeah, that's really what we're shooting for, is you letting the reader be a fly on the wall for a conversation that these two interesting people are kind of organically having. That was an excellent example, I thought, of that true back and forth where the moderator, Adam Rogan, I actually saw the transcript of the whole thing. He is asking questions there, but so much of it just went off on Freedom and Layla just going off on their own topics and discussing what's important to them.
Well, and I got the sense that in that case and in a number of other cases that the sources really kind of opened up more because there was someone there who had this thing in common with them.
I think so. There's definitely a comfort level, I think, that comes through in a lot of these. You know, one of the ones that I moderated was the beer conversation between Jim McCabe and Mike Doble. And it's not so much comfort level because I think I'm comfortable with both of them as, you know, kind of the source relationship. But clearly they were relating to one another and they have both been through all these things. So it was kind of a gripe session, I guess you could say, in some ways. And not all of that made it into the final cut. There was an extended version of a lot of these online, including the beer one. But, you know, that was one of the real challenges of this is taking, you know, in many cases, what is an hour-long conversation and condensing it down into, you know, we were shooting for 500-600 words on a lot of these, and that's maybe 5 minutes, something like that.
So you're talking to someone who has that trouble all the time.
Right.
Well, you also brought together, I guess it's Cale Decker, who's an assistant city attorney, and Rafael Ramos, who leads the Eviction Defense Project. And these are guys who clearly know each other's work pretty well, so they don't have to dumb it down with each other.
Yeah, and that was one of the most interesting ones that I edited was their conversation about housing and eviction. And, you know, it was kind of framed a little bit around Cale's idea of
so
kind of a
rent correlation.
Rent
law.
Correlation to kind of get around, you know, over legislating this problem. And that's pretty insidery, but I think that's kind of the beauty of this is you have these two insiders who are speaking with each other, and as long as it doesn't get too far down in the weeds, which was, you know, that was a warning that I had for all my sources or all my participants. I don't really want to call them sources, but for before each one of these, we said, like, let's not get too far down in the weeds. But it's still a much deeper level of conversation than you would have if it's, you know, a source and an interview. Just
right. You don't want to get too much into the weeds, but you also don't want to have two people having a superficial conversation.
Yeah, the ability to drill kind of down deeper into these issues is I think what makes this really interesting.
There was another conversation that I think you facilitated that I'm especially interested in, the conversation that kicks off the series between the general managers of the Bucks, John Horst, and David Stearns of the Brewers. These guys were already pretty good friends before you brought them together, right?
Yeah, they. That was actually kind of how this came together. The Bucks were eager to make this happen after we asked, and John just texted David and said, "Hey, you want to do this?" And it went from there. So yeah, and that one was pretty exciting for me personally because I'm a big sports fan, and I haven't really seen a lot of kind of this interdisciplinary, you know, general managers from two different sports getting together and talking about what they do. So. I was excited to make that happen. I thought it was pretty insightful. We kind of framed it around they're both pretty analytics driven franchises these days. So and I think a lot of franchises are, frankly, but Bucks and Brewers more so than most. So that was kind of the basis for a lot of the conversation. And of course, some of that cuts through from sport to sport is the way you use data and how it informs the decisions that you make. So,
well, and anyone who's a serious sports fan has probably thought about what it might be like to be a general manager. What sense did you get about what that is actually like?
Yeah, it's definitely a different deal than, I said, so this is a lot harder than just, you know,
being a fantasy football manager.
He's like, yeah. I mean, I think they both said that there's a pretty large disconnect from what the general public thinks that they do versus what they actually do. And, they both pointed to the size of their staffs, that everybody's working out. There's a lot of people working on this, and the recommendations are coming from that staff, and they're kind of the decision makers, certainly, but it's a team effort.
Well, right. I was struck by, I can't remember which of them said this, but the idea that they rarely get to do the big thing that they're being paid for, mm-hmm. evaluating talent, because they're so busy putting out fires.
Yeah, John Horst mentioned that it's, and you can see that. I mean, it's you know, it's organization management, and so much of that is day-to-day, you know, resolving issues that come up, putting out fires, versus a lot of times the strategic and, you know, bigger picture things.
Well, and the other thing that was most amusing to me about that article was, I think it was John Horst who actually had to delegate the management of his fantasy football team.
That's right. Yeah, he was. We spoke in I think it was late October or early November, and you know, right in the middle of the fantasy football season, and he said he was having his best season in a long time after he delegated that. Which, you know, he's doing a lot of delegating sports tasks, but this one was for his fantasy team. And yeah, turned it around. I should follow up and see how his team did.
Did you get a sense that the people who participated in these conversations had their own epiphanies, things that they hadn't looked at in quite that way before, just from having the conversation with this kind of ally?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think the value in this is, for them anyway, is taking a step back and talking. You know, I think that John and David especially had you could tell that there was value in talking about what they were doing with each other in, you know, their peer group is so small. I mean, general managers of pro sports teams don't exactly grow on trees. And so I think it's a kind of a tight fraternity, and the ability to kind of sit down in a different environment rather than just, you know, texting back and forth with each other. And spend some time and talk about that. Maybe they got something out of it. I certainly hope our readers do, because I think it was, that was a great example of it. But I think throughout the issue, there's a lot of insight, and that's really what we were going for. So.
This is the second time Milwaukee Magazine has done a series of conversations. Mm-hmm. The first one was a couple of years ago. How do you think it has evolved that it is, you know, this one is better than the previous?
The first one, we were kind of shooting for participants who were a little bit more on opposite sides of things. Conflict is the source of a lot of interest, and that's kind of where a lot of these issues are being decided, rather than having, you know, two people on who are coming at maybe an issue from slightly different angles, like with Kale and Raphael with on housing. We were kind of trying to get, like, a good example is we had a landlord and a similar issue. It was on housing. I forget who the other person was, but it was like an advocate. You know, right. They were. But then the landlord was, you know, the worst landlords in the city aren't going to agree to do this. And even when that's an extreme example, but that was a common problem that we were coming up against last time, was finding people who were truly on opposite sides of things to come together and talk about this. So this time we just decided to kind of embrace the deep dive issue concept and kind of lay it out more so that it's experts talking about something that they're experts on, whether it be development or housing or just being a teenager in a city school these days, that sort of thing.
So there is conflict, but it's often in this case that the people are on the same side of the conflict and both talking about their respective ways of dealing with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a lot of conflict in most of these. The most adversarial one we had was a community activist and the interim police chief. And that one started out with a bang. I mean, right out at the bat, Cynthia Adams Burrell told the chief, actually, the question was, how have your interactions with the police been? And she said, well, mine have been fine, but my son's wife was essentially molested by a Milwaukee police officer. And this kind of just changes right off the bat, that's an interesting thing. So and the conversation kind of, Dan Simmons moderated that one, and it was a difficult kind of nut to crack because he had to follow up with questions that you know, for the format of what we were doing, were not part of the conversation. So that one was one that was a little trickier to pull off because it was less of a conversation between the two. But it was certainly interesting, that's for sure.
Well, they are all interesting, and I hope people will take some time and read each and every one of them and get something out of them. Chris Drosner, thank you so much.
I appreciate the opportunity, Mitch. Thanks.
Chris Drosner is executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine. The Conversations feature is the cover story in the January issue, and you can find more information at wuwm.com.